the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. More Idaho Matters right now. For more than 30 years, the Piatigorsky Foundation has been providing communities across the country with unique access to classical music. And tomorrow, the organization will be here in Idaho for a special concert featuring classical guitarist Jack Sanders, who is joining us now to talk more about the importance of sharing this music. Jack, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, can you start out by telling us a little bit about your background and how long you've been playing?
Okay, so from the earliest age of my life, I've been completely in love with three different things. One was music, and I started playing guitar when I was 10. The other thing was making things, and I started making things out of wood when I was probably 6 years old. I made a sailboat. Out of scrap pieces of wood, and then I started making furniture pretty seriously in high school, self-taught as a woodworker. And then the other thing I have been passionate about all my life is surfing. So growing up in Southern California, I had access to great surfing spots, and so I've done all three pretty much most of my life. Mm-hmm. I started building guitars in the mid-90s after having built well over 100 pieces of furniture for family and friends, including kitchens, bathrooms, cabinets, bookcases, beds, tables, chairs. And then when I decided to build instruments, it was for a couple of reasons. One was that I kind of was curious as to what the sound of my instruments would be like. I had come to the realization that every good instrument maker develops a personality in their instruments, and I wanted to see what mine were like. In addition, I was interested in building copies of historic instruments, since the guitar has such an illustrious background dating back to prior to the 1500s. There are like five distinct generations of guitars that people play. And historically, the Renaissance instruments are quite different from the modern instruments. And so I wanted to build instruments from all the different periods, and that's what I do. I initially started, as I said, playing guitar when I was 10 years old, but the initial interest was in playing surf music. By like the Ventures and the Safaris, the instrumental music of the early 60s that sort of evolved around the beach lifestyle. But then my father used to play classical music recordings on the record player on the weekends, Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Brahms, and the like. And when I found out that you could play that kind of music on the guitar, that's what I wanted to do. So for my 13th birthday, my parents gave me a classical style guitar, and from that point on, that's all I did.
Well, with that said, I am thinking you know quite a bit about guitars since you build them as well. And I know you have three guitars with you, but I was hoping that maybe you could play a few notes for us on one of these instruments.
Absolutely. So let me pull up a Renaissance guitar. This is, unfortunately, you can't see this, but this is an instrument that's a copy of an instrument that was originally made around 1560. And the strings are in pairs, and it sounds like this. So it's a little bit out of tune. I apologize for that, but
that's all right.
That's a piece that was published in 1536 and represents the earliest known music published for a guitar-like instrument. The composer Luis Milan published his book El Maestro in 1536, and it's a monument of musical art from that time period. So that would be typical of Renaissance guitars. And then I have another guitar here that's a copy of an instrument that was originally made in 1700 by none other than Antonio Stradivarius. Stradivarius is famous for making violins, violas, and cellos, but he also made a number of guitars. And the one that was built in 1700 is in the National Music Museum, not far from Idaho. It's in Vermilion, South Dakota, which has a fantastic musical instrument museum at the University of South Dakota. And so this instrument has five pairs of strings. And I'll play a little phrase on this. So then, on a modern guitar, if I were to play that same piece on a modern guitar, it would sound very different. And so on. So the guitar has evolved considerably since the 1500s. But we can still play music from all the different periods on a modern guitar. It doesn't sound quite the same as it does on the period instruments, but it still sounds really quite beautiful in my opinion. So for my concerts, I'll be playing music from the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1800s, the 1900s, and the 20th century. So I'll be covering five different periods of music: the Renaissance, the Baroque, the Classical era, the Romantic era, and the Modern era.
So before I let you go, what is it that you just personally love about this kind of music?
Well, it's kind of it's almost like a time machine to me. When I play music from the 1500s, for example, I feel like that composer is still alive and still speaking to me and the audience through their music. And so it's sort of a timeless expression that never changes. You know, the human emotion, the human being on a basic level has never changed in terms of our emotional needs and desires. And music sort of feeds into that, in my opinion. And sharing music with an audience is one of the great delights in being alive in this world.
Well, I want to thank you just so much for taking time to talk to us. We've been speaking with classical guitarist Jack Sanders about his upcoming performance with the Piatigorsky Foundation, which takes place tomorrow, beginning at 6 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.